Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from October 14th, 2025. My name is David Clark. I'm an analyst here at Nasdaq Dorsey Wright. Taking a look at yesterday's performance, saw a nice rebound out of most indices following Friday's action, leading the way to the upside. EEM up just shy of 3%. Small caps leading the way for U.S. equities, up just shy of 2.8% there. Looking at the chart of crude oil, we mentioned it this morning because at least earlier this morning we've seen a dip down in this $58 level. So we'll keep an on to see if it adds further to its current column. But again, we're watching that support there at 56. As far as small caps go, we did see a reverse back into a column of X's at 2460. This was the only U.S. equity chart that we saw return to a column of X's. Most still maintaining their buy signals, some testing support similar to what we saw here for the Russell 2000. The only one we see currently maintaining sell signals is the Dow Jones Industrial Average. As we noted, with many U.S. equity charts still maintaining buy signals, S&P 500 still maintaining that column of O's after we saw a reverse down on Friday. At the moment, it takes a move above 6750, return to all-time highs, really, in order to return it to a column of X's. As far as indicator action goes, did see some shorter term indicators show some interesting action. Ultimately, we didn't see the positive momentum when reverse up back yet. So we're still seeing some of that, at least impact of Friday's action, still seen on shorter term indicators like momentum, as well as the 10 week for the NYSE. We talked about this in Monday's daily equity report, but worth mentioning again that we've seen it come down to that 30% mark. And even with yesterday's rebound, we saw a little bit of a pickup here in stocks moving back above their 50-day moving average, but still not quite enough to see it reverse back into X's, something we'll keep a very close eye on as the week transpires. Coming up today, earnings-wise, JP Morgan, along with a slew of other banks, Wells Fargo, Goldman Sachs, and Citigroup reporting today. We talked about some of those others in yesterday's video. Goldman Sachs, or JP Morgan, we didn't mention, but ultimately is one that has maintained a buy signal compared to some of those other banks where we saw them give initial sell signals following Friday's action. JP Morgan just reversed down into O's. We'll watch support for JPM in that really 284 to 292 range on the chart there. And then looking on to stocks where we're seeing some action already early this morning, Arm Holdings report that they are doing some work for OpenAI, another one of those companies that's seeing a rally. Actually, with yesterday's being Monday's action, we saw Arm reverse back into a column of X's and ultimately give a third consecutive buy signal as it rallied up to 174, marking its highest level since January of this year. We're seeing shares at least a little higher today of about 176. So we'll see if it can continue to improve throughout the day, potentially test that rally high from January at 182. But that'll wrap us up for today. As always, if you have any questions, feel free to reach out at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a nice day.